Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium, Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001. If you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Hello, and welcome to another Above and Beyond show with myself, Grant Collier. And I've got to say to you guys, what a mad week it's been this week. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've been running around doing a bit of Christmas shopping or, you know, I know it's been Thanksgiving out in America. And you guys have obviously been partying on down and eating loads of food. But I know for me, it's been absolutely hectic here, especially with myself and work. All over the place, and today especially, you know, and getting prepared for the radio show tonight was just an absolute nightmare. Now, I did have some amazing guests also lined up for this show tonight, but I still have got some amazing guests lined up for this show, but I did have some amazing guests lined up for the show tonight who unfortunately couldn't make it for this week's show. But don't worry about that. Like I said, we got a fantastic guest coming in, psychic, that's going to be coming on. And do you know what, this man, I work with him on his show, so you'll know who he is, but I won't give it away yet. But it's an absolute pleasure to have him on the show, and I was going to have him closer to towards Christmas, and I can still do that yet, but I will have him on tonight, because this is a man that I felt that needed introducing a bit earlier. Why not bring him in a bit sooner? He is a psychic. He works in TV. He's worked on a lot of the shows that I've worked on here in the UK. Highly respected within his energy as well. You'll know him because he is one of our hosts. But like I said, I will introduce him in a short while. And we also have a lovely lady coming on who I work with my paranormal investigation team. But for first, before we talk to these guys and we introduce them to the show, I want to just talk about and promote a few things that people have brought forward to me over the week, okay? And one's with the lovely Serendipity in Sevenoaks, okay? They are a local holistic shop to me. I back these guys so much because they do such a hard work with the energy of spirit and helping people and guiding people on this side. Well, they have got a special night on Friday the 30th of November in Sevenoaks in Kent, and they're going to be doing this the day that the Sevenoaks Christmas lights are switched on. They're opening and they're staying open till 8 p.m. at night, and they're going to be having taster sessions and pampering sessions, and they're also going to be doing tarot readings by donation. And all the money that's raised from that donation will be going to the Battersea Dogs Home over in Battersea in London. And it's a great cause, because this is for guys that don't know much about Battersea Dog Home. If you're living or abroad and you just think, well, what's that about? Well, it is what it says. It's a dog it's a home where they shelter dogs, and they obviously put them back out there into good homes and environments for people. So obviously they're raising money there to make sure that the dogs are kept well, like Battersea Dogs Home can stay open so that they can rehome these lovely animals into the rightful places that they should be. So I wish them all the best of luck. But guys, if you are interested in that, then nip along to Serendipity. They are on Facebook. I do believe they're on Twitter as well. But you can also go through to Serendipity. I think it's direct at .co.uk online. So it's www.serendipity.com. Sevenoaks, Kent, they are, sorry, serendipity direct at .co.uk. So go and search them out, guys. Like I say, they're a lovely, lovely bunch of ladies working down there. They work hard and they're very good, and we wish them all the best with that event. Also, I want to promote a book out for a lovely, a very good medium. She's one of Ireland's top mediums. She's the lovely Tara Coyle. Okay, and then that's Tara Coyle. That's C-O-Y-L-E. Her book is about her life. It's actually called Our Loved Ones Are Only a Thought Away. Okay, now it's all about herself and how she became the medium, and also where it's taken her today. And she's been working alongside the lovely Colin Fry, and she's done some demonstrations there, but she's got a lot coming up, guys, in the new year. She couldn't give me too much details about what's coming up because obviously it wasn't allowed to be released yet. But you can go and have a look at her book. I do believe that if you go through to www.choicepublishing.ie, okay, you can go into their bookstore and have a look at it online there. That's the lovely Tara Cole. And she's, I've got to say to you, a lovely lady, lovely energy. And I've got to say, she's very good at what she does. Bless her. And I wish her all the best with that book. And hopefully we are looking at having her on the show in the future. So, Tara, if you're listening, darling, good luck with everything. And, you know, I know that you said you were going to be listening tonight. So wish you all the best with the book and everything that's coming up within your work. And hopefully we'll get you on the show soon. Okay. Now, before we go to this first piece of music, I've got to let everybody know that if nobody sort of knows who Ken is, I'm going to talk about Ken now. Ken is our lovely producer. He makes this show happen behind the scenes. Well, it is Ken's birthday today. I'm not going to give away his age, even though that I do know because it popped up on my Skype address earlier on. But I'm going to say to you that Ken, you know, he's a lovely guy, fantastic guy. We wish him a happy birthday here on Mike Spirit FM. We've got a lovely piece of music for him. And it goes something like this. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wow, that was lovely, Mike Davis. And that was also the lovely Stevie Wonder with Happy Birthday. And yes, we do wish you a very happy birthday, Ken. And it's absolute pleasure to always have you working behind the scenes, my friend. I did think that the song went on a little bit. God, blimey, I think we only need to give you one happy birthday now. I'm only joking, mate. You do a fantastic job. You deserve that song. And many, many happy returns to you. I'm led to believe also that you brought this up as well with it as well, Ken. You know, I was talking to you the other day that it was the anniversary of Kennedy's death, which shocked me a little bit. I was like, wow. And you could remember that back in your time because it was quite a distraught time for you, and remember crying over it. So that's one I'll never forget. Then I'll never forget your birthday if it's around that time, mate. Wow. Okay, Ken. One more time, I'm just going to say it. Happy birthday. Okay, that's the lovely Ken's happy birthday's all done and gone. Not gone completely. I know he's sitting there having a beer or a drink, bless him, and rightly so. I'll be joining you with that one after, mate. But let's get on with the show. Okay, before we get in touch with our lovely other psychic we have joining us on the show, I want to quickly go over to my lovely investigation team and see what they're up to, because these girls have been working hard behind the scenes, and they are very busy. I love bringing these girls on because they're full of energy, they're full of enthusiasm. I don't know where my brain's gone today. But we have the lovely Sarah Oscroft on from Spooksavers. Sarah, are you there?
I am indeed. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm well, but, you know, after the events of this week, my brain's shot. Do you know what I mean? So I'm surprised I'm actually even able to carry off a radio show and get my words into process. But it's fabulous to have you on the show, Sarah.
And
I know, guys, I know you've been busy there beavering away, sorting things out for the new year with Spooksavers. Can you just let me know if there's anything that's new coming up around the energy of next year, and if there is anything new dates coming? Can you give us a little rundown? Obviously, don't give us where the locations are, because I'm not meant to know.
Yeah, no, as I say, the last sort of 3 to 4 weeks have been absolutely manic, so we can kind of empathise when you say that your brain's a little bit frazzled. We're kind of running on empties a little bit, but I think, you know, as you say, it's just the kind of the passion for the things you do, which sort of just keep you going. Yeah, we've got some, we've been working hard to sort of secure some really, really exciting venues for next year. As I say, obviously I'm not allowed to say where they are, but they are really, really good. You know, some of the clips that I've seen on YouTube and across the press have been absolutely amazing, so we're really, really excited to sort of get into those. We've also got lots of charity events coming up next year as well, so we're working hard to sort of secure deals and contracts with those. Obviously for the moment, you know, we're obviously focusing on Christmas, so you know, we do run, we've been working hard to sort of build and launch into the website or the online shop sort of for gift vouchers as well, where people can sort of treat their loved ones instead of getting the old plain old Christmas socks or jumper. You know, why not treat someone to a to a bit of a different ghost hunt, with obviously us, you know, the amazing team. And things just, you know, you just, it just feels like we're on a treadmill, and it's just the treadmill's going so fast at the moment. And it's quite knackering trying to keep up, but it's all systems go, which is very, very good.
Well, it is, and like I say, you know, you girls have worked hard all year, and you know, Christmas comes in, and this is sort of, you know, I think we're having the last one before Christmas that's coming up on this next event, and then we've got a little time period off over the Christmas period. But if people look online, Sarah, and go onto the website at www.spooksavers.co.uk, if they go through to that, they can look online, and there's merchandise on there as well, isn't there? Obviously, there's bits and pieces. And you've actually got gift vouchers as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, we gift vouchers for Christmas. Because I say, this is sort of it's almost the anniversary of the company's first year running. And obviously, we weren't in business last Christmas. However, this year, we sort of, you know, the target market and the way the business has to move forward, there are gift vouchers available. As I say, if you just click on to the Spook Savers website, click in gift vouchers, and it's got a nice little list. It's also got some sort of examples of what we actually do. So there's a video of you, Grant, there sort of demonstrating what we actually do, just so people can really get a taster of what we do on the events. And
we didn't really want to put people off by putting a video on me. No, I'm joking.
It's a very complimentary video, and I think we got your best side as well, so I think we're all right.
I didn't know there was a bad side.
no, there isn't a bad side, so it's all good. So yeah, and we've got, you know, there's on the online shop of pendulums, and also beautiful tumble stones, you know, that a lot of people use sort of in a spiritual sense. Particularly the pendulums as well that we also use on the investigations. You know, they give sort of, we haven't quite worked out how the pendulums do work, but on all the events that we've sort of used them on, they've been very active. So we sort of encourage people to just go and have a little look and see what you think.
Well, this is it. You know, like I say, with pendulums are an important piece of divination or picking up on the energy. And the thing is, pendulums are very good at picking up energy. And I've always said that you've got to, you know, to get your pendulum working is to put it over the palm of the hand and let it hang over the palm of the hand so it centralises the energy. You know, at the end of the day, they are as important pieces of equipment as anything else. A bit like having a crystal in your pocket for protection while you're actually on the event. So, you know, it's important to have these pieces of what I call equipment or pieces of stuff that you can use while you're investigating. Now, obviously, you can't talk about what's coming up too much about what it is, but we're pretty much booked right the way through the year. How, you know, we're booked up right through to, I can go way past September that my manager was actually saying. So where are we booked up to?
Well, we're just trying to secure contracts for November and December, in sort of various locations. A couple of the locations, which obviously I won't mention, have been very well publicised within the media. Most Haunted have been there as well, and they've got some astonishing results. However, we look to sort of just to see what we can bring out as sort of the excellent team that we are. So we are literally booked up till next November. We do like to sort of have a bit of time off at Christmas. But yeah, we're booked up all throughout the year now.
Well, even though you're off for Christmas and that, we'll come to what you're doing personally. I don't, you know, about where you're doing and what you're doing Christmas, because I like to know what my girls are doing. But also, you know, this isn't rest time for you, is it? I mean, you're still working with the company and still updating websites and bits and pieces. So any guys out there that are interested or want to know what's going on with Spooksavers, even if you're not in this country, go and have a little look online. Like Sarah said, there's some amazing video evidence on there that we've captured, especially at Halloween. It was incredible. But go and have a little look on there. And again, www.spooksavers.co.uk. And the lovely Tracy, Sarah, the lovely Roy, we've got the Janet, Maxine there, my lovely partner, Mel. We're all big part of a team there, and I'm hoping I haven't forgot anyone. But, yeah, I mean, they're our main team there that do a lot. And Chris in the background. And I've got to apologise, because Chris is Tracy's mum, and she does a hell of a lot in the background there. So I do apologise about that, girls. I didn't forget Tracy's mum there. But, they, you know, they are... They are a fantastic team, and it's almost like one big family there, you know. So
definitely,
you know, you just keep going with what you're doing, because it's fantastic. And like I say, it can only get better. And we say this time and time again. And you know, I'm not gonna drum it into people that we're gonna get better and better. It just will do. Girls, is there anything else you want to quickly say before you come away from the show tonight?
Yeah, I mean, as I say, obviously, if people are looking for sort of unique Christmas ideas, we do have the gift vouchers. Also, as I say, when we've got an event coming up in a couple of weeks, we do have one tomorrow night.
Yep.
However, we do have one on the 8th of December, and that is going to be one where we're going to be celebrating the actual 1 year of Spooksavers. So it's going to be a really special event. There's still tickets left. There's about 10 tickets left. And so, you know, if people want to join us on that, that would be amazing.
Do you know what? That's exactly why my brain's all over the place. I didn't even realise we have one on Saturday, the 8th. So I've just looked at my diary, and yes, it's down in there. So I'll be joining you for that one. So don't worry, girls.
let's hope so. My talents and psychic ability are not really the best. So definitely that's going to be a really, really good one.
I can't wait. You know, it's a good one to have at the end of the year. And this is one we've done before, yes?
No, this is a completely new investigation site.
I'm looking forward to that one.
I think there's only a couple of investigation groups who've actually been there before. So we're literally going to be the ones to go in there to get the evidence out, and people are going to be like, wow, this is an interesting location. So I'm really, really excited to do that one. But... you know, wow. It's going to be great. We'll have Christmas off. We'll have a little rest. And then we're going to come back. Massive January sales. Going to be special offers, discounts, all different bits and pieces sort of flying around.
And we're moving apparently further up and around the country. So that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be all over the country. And there's a massive marketing campaign going on at the moment. And that's all across the country. And let's just see how far we can go. You know, we've got our little family, our little team. And as I say, I'm just looking forward to tomorrow night's investigation.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic to have you girls on the radio again. I know Tracy's sitting in the background. She's a bit radio mic shy, but I know she's sitting there in the background, bless her heart. Look, guys, coming away from Spooksavers as a whole. I know we might try and fit you in, because I'd like to quickly have you in before Christmas. But if I don't, we do wish you a very happy Christmas, and we do hope that you two really enjoy your Christmas. Like you say, you need the rest. You deserve it, all of you. And that's not just you two girls. That's Roy and Chris behind the scenes, and the other girls around, Maxine and Janet. We wish you all a happy Christmas at Spooksavers.
Same thing for you guys as well.
Have you got anything nice planned? Are you going anywhere nice?
Well, Christmas Day will just be spent with the family. And then unfortunately the rest of the time it's all work. So I will literally take one day off and that's it. I will literally be working all over Christmas, but we'll save the sort of Christmas Day.
So basically, you're going to be leaving one set of spirit behind and being very closely joined to another type of spirit.
Exactly, but they don't taste or make you feel as sort of good as the traditional Christmas spirits. But
absolutely not. Well, let's hope that you do get visited by three Christmas spirits this year, and if you do, make sure you catch them on camera.
I will indeed, definitely.
Okay, the lovely Sarah Roscroft. As always, it's a lovely pleasure to have Spook Savers on. We'll catch you soon, darling. Take care.
Yep. So take care. Thank you very much. Okay.
No problem.
Take care.
No problem. It's a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bless
her heart. But bye. See you later. Yeah, the lovely Sarah and lovely Tracy from Spook Savers there. These guys are troopers because these guys run this business, but they actually work as well. They've got full-time jobs as well. So I've got to take my hat off to these girls. They're constantly on the go. They never stop. And I take my hat off to them. So well done, girls. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show. Guys, we are going to go to a piece of music. It's becoming near Christmas now, so I know that you're going to love this piece of music. But after the break, we have got a fantastic psychic that's coming on. I love this quite a bit. I was only on his show the other day, but you'll know all about him after the piece of music. So I'm not going to go into that one. I'm going to have a little conversation with this particular gentleman about where he started. Because, you know, we know how he particularly works, but we won't know much about his background and how he got into it all. So, after this lovely piece of music, we'll talk to him and I'll introduce him. But for now, here is an absolute one of my favourites at this time of the year. I hope you enjoy it. It goes something like this.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go. So I hope you're all looking forward to that, guys. February, the big time's going to happen where all the hosts get together and that's down in Cardiff in Wales. Well, actually, it's in Neath in Wales. I do apologise. Got me locations. My geography's terrible. Okay, guys, well, I hope that got you into the festive spirit. I know it did me. Do you know what? My partner put my Christmas tree up a couple of days ago, and, oh, my God, it looked absolutely terrible. I had to say, well, look, let's do away with this one. I actually bought a new one. It's on order. It's on its way, and that'll be going up again. So that's twice now we've put up a Christmas tree. Wow. All in the space of 1 week. I'm getting a bit fed up with putting trees up and down now. Do you know what I mean? I feel like a lumberjack. But but it will be better, I know it will be. Look, I am really in the festive mood. I really am. Now, I know we've probably got another guy here that's going to be joining me shortly that's in that festive spirit. And I know that he's going to be going, no, I'm not really. That I know he is, really. He's a lovely guy. He's a lovely gentleman. And he's a lovely and fantastic psychic as well. It's an absolute pleasure to have him on the show. Like I say, what can I say about him? Well, what knowledge, absolute knowledge this man has about the spirit world. You know, it fascinates me about different areas of the work that he works with. And I've got him on it. I can see him in the background typing here. And do you know what? What I like about this particular psychic is that he's down to earth. He's very much like me, and that's what I like about him. He's a down-to-earth character. He loves life. He loves the way that he connects with people, and this is what he's going to do tonight. You know him for the Soul Purpose Show. It's the lovely Jerry Humphreys. Jerry, hello there.
Do you know what? I was away there for a minute. I thought, I recognise that name. I've heard it before somewhere. Didn't realise it was me.
Well, I have, you know, there's a funny rumour going around that he's a fantastic psychic and he does a lot on TV.
Who does?
This Jerry Humphreys guy.
Does he?
Yeah, apparently so.
Cool, he's a lucky bloke then. Oh, goodness me. How are you doing, Grant?
I'm doing very well, mate. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, mate. And like I say, you know, I know I was on your show the other day and there just wasn't enough time. But, Jerry, I want to sort of strip you back to the basics, mate, because, you know, I know how you work and I know that what you do and I don't know everything you do, so we'll come to that in a minute. But, you know, you are fantastic what you do. You've got a lovely energy. And when I talk to you, the energy just flows. And that's what I like about working alongside people like yourself. But let's strip it back, mate. Let's find out the Jerry Humphreys and where it all sort of started with you. You know, when did you make your first connection with spirit and where did it go beyond that to where you are today?
That's a big question, Grant. Okay. In a nutshell, some years ago, more years ago than I care to remember, I was actually going through it was quite a rough patch. I was going through all sorts of, I had massive agoraphobia, severe panic attacks, you name it. It was all being chucked at me. And I'd been down the conventional medical route, and it was just like, what a waste of time. Nothing was being resolved.
Yeah.
And then my partner at the time, she said, now look, she said, this may sound a bit daft. She said, but we ought to try and see if spiritual healing will help you.
Right.
And I was at the time thinking, yeah, cuckoo, you know, I got problems. I said, look, I'll try anything. Honestly, I'm so desperate, I will try anything. So she got in touch with this guy. This guy came along, and the first thing he said to me was, do you know that actually most of the stuff that you're feeling at the moment isn't yours, it's what you pick up from other people?
Uh-huh.
And I looked at him as if, you know, are you on this planet or somewhere else?
Yeah.
But as he started to explain it to me, all the pieces of the puzzle started to fall into place.
Mm.
So he put me through a healing regime, and I had some healing sessions with him. But as I started to, that started to open me up to what spirit were trying to tell me as an individual. And he had said, well, look, we need to develop this more. Do you fancy giving it a go? I said, well, yeah, I've come this far. I mean, you know, like, what have I got to lose? I still didn't really understand all the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
But as the weeks and the months progressed, you know, I got to learn more and more and more. I understood what was going on. And everything that I'd been going through as a human was just falling into place. And I was just thinking, oh. But then I started to get the questions like, well, why did it take so long to get to this point? And the answer was because you had to go through it to come out the other side to learn from it.
Yeah.
And had we have linked with you beforehand, you probably wouldn't have got to where you are now. So I thought, right, from now on, I just trust in spirit. And ever since that day, there's nothing that I will do. And I mean, literally nothing, Grant. I will not do anything without checking in, as I say, with them upstairs first.
Yeah.
Because... yes, there are people. Obviously, are people I trust, but spirit, you see, I know that what I need is what they will bring.
Mm.
Maybe not what I want, but it will always be what I need.
Yeah.
So, to this point now, and developing all the other skills and bits along the way, I've had an incredible journey, and it's one that, you know, we all say, "Oh, if only I could turn the clock back."
Mm.
But if I could turn the clock back, I'd want to go back and do it all over again.
Yeah.
Because it's just been one of the most exciting, frustrating, agonizing, fun times that I've ever had. And I wouldn't change it for anything.
Well, I think going back to you saying that, you know, if you hadn't learned this before and this is a journey, yes, it is a journey. And I think that I understand totally where you've been, and, you know, pretty much I had this from an early age. But, you know, being skeptical within the energy of asking the questions, I always think it's a good thing even when you're psychic and you're developing, it's good to go back because it makes you work harder.
Absolutely.
Within the energy of spirit. And I noticed that when I was growing up, that it's good to go, well, hold up a minute. Well, why does that happen, or what's that about, you know, and keep going back and asking spirit, and it's the way that you learn more knowledge from them. So I totally understand that. And going back over it all again, yeah, them early days are profoundly just mad, aren't they, Jerry? When you go through that major development skill and spirit really open it up on a level, it's almost like once you start working with it more and more and more, it's just general life within the energy of what we used to. But when you're actually opening up, developing, it's like, wow, what, you know. And it, you know, it doesn't become any different to us. But yes, we are learning, we are evolving every day. You know, and when you've been working over the years, Jerry, with the energy of spirit, have you found that it's lessened within the energy of what you get coming forward? Or do you still find that you're getting major things coming in and you think, wow, that was something I never learned before?
Every single day, Grant, there's not a day that goes by when I don't sit back and think, what? You know, hello? You know, as you said, we constantly evolve. Every person that I link with, whether I'm doing readings or Reiki or my hypnotherapy or anything else, and anything else that I do, somebody always teaches me something. Spirit send me a person or a circumstance or an event. They always bring me something that makes me stop and think, right, I've got to pay attention to that because that's a lesson.
Yeah. Now, the reason why I bring these questions forward is not because, you know, I wouldn't ask this to anybody else, but the reason why I ask these questions to every psychic that comes on the show is because it shows the similarities of what we all say and the way that we come across with it, and it's putting it out to the people. Because I like to teach while I'm putting this radio show on as much as everybody else. And the thing is that we have listeners coming in that are developing, who are new to it or are interested in what we do. And I think that when they listen to these shows back and we interview different areas of the work and like yourself as the psychic medium and other people that might be working with psychic art or palmistry or whatever, they will all link into the same energy of coming forward with the same information of how they opened up and that. And this is what I'm trying to say. They learn off us. And this is why I'm bringing the questions forward for Jerry tonight. Not because, you know, we don't really want to. We know that Jerry's fantastic. We know you're great, mate. But it's almost like we want to put this across to the guys out there so you can see where Jerry's been. You can see where Jerry is today. And if you work hard enough with spirit and you believe, and I always say, Jerry, and I think this is true to say, that believing from your head and then turning that to believing with your heart is a very difficult process. Do you understand what I mean?
Cool. Tell me about it. I tell you what, that was probably the hardest thing I had to grasp, you know? And it's one of the biggest, like you, Grant, it's one of the biggest things I teach when I'm teaching people who are developing. That is the biggest stick to grab hold of. But it's so interesting for me, it's so interesting to see how people turn around themselves when they've been stuck in this what I call human head mode for so long, and then suddenly they open up to this wonderful world of spirit and this head and heart connection starts to flow, and it's like electric light bulb moment, and you can just see the change, and it's such a lovely thing to see that people just blossom. It's brilliant. I absolutely love it.
Well, this is the thing, and this is what I say. I mean, many people come up to me and go, well, I'm having problems with connecting with spirit. And I go, well, do you believe? And they go, yeah, of course I believe. I went, no, but do you really believe?
Yeah.
And they go, well, yeah, I do believe. And I go, yeah, but do you feel it from your heart when you're connecting or linking with any spirit energy, maybe a guide or maybe somebody that's passed over? Do you believe that they're there, or are you feeling that they might be there and you're just linking? And they go, I get it now. And I go, and that's where the connection's made.
Yeah.
The better connection being that where you're in a place where you're actually feeling it yourself, feeling the emotion brings forward over the better connection. And you know, exactly. And this is what I say, we learn and adapt with that. And that takes time. Obviously, that's not a process that we turn around and say that happens overnight. Of course it doesn't. And it's the experiences that we pick up. And like yourself there, like you said, Jerry, you know, it takes time. Because at the end of the day, life puts so much against us that why would we think that there was somebody over there on the other side that's looking after us? But if we really tap into the energy and step outside of the box, we can feel that energy and we can tap into that energy and get some guidance. And it's true that there's a saying there that you must listen to your inner voice. You must listen to your inner voice. And if you don't listen to your inner voice, then you'll lose your way. And it's a true fact that I right from an early age always did hear that voice within inside, and I had that connection with spirit at the age of 6 years old, so I was quite lucky to have that. But I say lucky, it's a very lonely place. Did you?
It is.
when you, I know that you went through this stage probably a little bit later on and you went through these things, but did you find that there was lonely times with it as well, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even now, to be honest, Grant, because to me, you see, it's about having the right intention and the right purpose and living it. For me, it's living it 24/7. But yes, you put yourself into that. It's not a bubble so much. It's in that space, in that zone. And I call it stepping out. And it is, it can be, as I said to you before, the most frustrating, annoying, lonely, but the most fun-filled, happy space that you can be in. But yeah, I'll tell you what, this is not a war cry, but obviously as a human, I used to link with a lot of people on a human level.
Yeah.
I can probably count them now on half the fingers on one hand.
Yeah.
Spiritual people's different. But, you know, when people found out what I was doing and how I was choosing to live or to work, half of them just like, bye.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, ta-ra. And I said, well, fine. That's
and I understand that, mate, because I went through that similar role, Jerry. And I'm not just talking about friends. I'm talking about family as well.
Absolutely.
And that's the hardest thing when people that are close to you, nearby family, not everybody, but some people that, and I'm talking about close, get to that stage where they disbelieve in what you're saying. They believe you as a person, but they don't believe in what you're saying within the energy of the way that you come across with this different role of life, should we say. And, you know, and the what's the most annoying thing for me, and I don't know if you found this, Jerry, that, you know, when you start to get noticed by a lot of people, and then TV comes in, radio and all that, suddenly the people want to creep back in for that wrong purpose. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And I will put this out, and this is something that I went through, you know, and you might have gone through this similar with different people, but I had this a little bit with my father. My father was somebody that was like, yeah, all right, Grant, okay, whatever. And then as soon as I was on TV and doing stuff, then suddenly, oh my God, my son's the medium and putting it out everywhere. And I think to myself, well, hold up a minute. Are you saying this because now you know that people are looking at me in a different way or whatever, or coming across differently, that you're now putting that out there? Is that for a materialistic issue because I'm out there on TV doing it? For my state of mind, and for you and a lot of other psychics that work in the industry that do TV, it's not about that. It's about putting the message out there and what we do, you know. Yes, it's a big leap TV and it gives you a status, but that's not what it was about for me. It's not what this radio show's about. It's actually about putting the message out there in a big way. Did you find that as well?
Do you know what? It's really intriguing because my dad was the same. I remember having a conversation with him and, well, it wasn't a conversation. He talked to me, and I just thought, what? And his words were just so full of red mist and anger, and then, you know, he just told me what he thought of me and how he thought I should be on another planet somewhere or whatever, and then sadly we actually didn't speak for about 8 years.
Yeah.
Then as my profile started to build and I was getting more into it and I was traveling around like you, doing a bit of media stuff here and there, but my stepmom got in touch with me about 8 or 9 years after we'd had this real blazing row.
Yeah.
Because he was actually quite ill. And she said, would you talk to your dad? I said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm still healing from the conversation. You know, it's been 8 years, but, you know, that was a lot of barbed comments coming through. I said, so why does he want now? What's the difference now, apart from the fact that, you know, my profile's going up a bit, I know my sister's told him what's going on,
yeah.
Why now? And she said, I don't know. So I said, all right, I'll talk to him. I will talk to him. So I had we arranged to speak, and I spoke to my dad, and I said, now look, I said, let's get this out and fit up now. Why now?
Mm.
And he said, I have to be truthful with you. I'm frightened. And I said, I know what you're frightened of.
Yep.
I said, okay, I will send you healing. I will send you Reiki every day. I will ask the spirit to take care of you.
Yeah.
And I said, I will make sure that when it is your time to cross over, you cross over.
Yep.
I get a phone call literally 24 hours later to say gone.
Oh, bless.
Because my stepmom, and she still says it to this day, he was waiting to speak to you before he would let go.
Uh-huh.
And my dad now comes back. He now comes back when I'm out in the car. He's sitting next to me in the car. You know, his spirit energy is always around me. But it was, family. Didn't matter to me what they said.
Hmm.
But when my dad said it, you know, that really made me stop and think, Grant. You know, is this what I should be doing?
Absolutely.
But straight away checked in. I said to them upstairs, now look, you know, if you want me doing this, it doesn't matter what gets thrown at me, whether it's verbal or whatever. If you want me to do this work, then just give me the nod. I'm in for the long haul.
That's such a touching story, but it also shows that maybe your dad did have that belief in him, but he was just, through fear, chose not to sort of recognise it or want to put it around within the energy of yourself. And I get that within the energy of what's happening around my father and where we are now within life. I mean, I love my dad to bits, and it's very hard when... And the thing is, you know, my dad moved on. What you've got to remember is also my father was married to a psychiatric nurse. So when I first had, you know, was brought this out in my early teens, she thought that I needed locking up and sectioning. But, you know, it is very hard. We go through this. But I think people think that this life of being a psychic and a medium is very, you know, an easy life. And it's not. It can be very lonely. So I totally understand where you've been, mate. But like I say, you are where you are today. You have got the people around you that do love what you do and where you are today. And we're gonna showcase you in the second part of the show and use that lovely energy that you have, your healing energy of, you know, guiding people and you know, because what people don't realise as well, Jerry, is that we're actually putting healing out within the process while we read. And that's something that people don't pick up on, and you do that so well. So hopefully, when we come away from doing this next piece of music, Jerry, you would kindly join me in doing some joint readings after.
Yeah, absolutely. Love to.
Also, before when we do come back after, Jerry, because your great knowledge on a lot of these things, and we can have a little 5-minute discussion before we go into readings after this piece of music, just about what people are picking up and feeling, because they might have heard us on the show the other day, but it would be nice just to touch on that before we bring the first caller in.
Yeah, sounds really good.
Okay, mate. Well, we're going to have this piece of music. This is a lovely piece of music, and I hope that this is the one that's in the line, but I do believe it's the lovely Take That. I love this song. I hope you do. It goes a little bit something like this. We're going to talk to Jerry after this piece of music. Lay back, sit back, keep your ears open and chill. This one's really nice and it goes something like this.
You light the sky up above me. A star so bright. You blind me, yeah. Don't close your eyes. Don't fade away. Don't fade away. Oh, yeah, you and me, we could ride on a star. If you stay with me, girl,
we could rule the world.
Up the sky, if you stay by my
That was a lovely Take That and Rule the World. I love that song. That was actually the film behind that, believe it or not, was actually written by the lovely Jonathan Ross's wife. She's fantastic at writing movies and bits and pieces. So she's very a spiritual lady herself, believe it or not. And she's very much the psychic herself, I do believe. So that was a lovely song that was made famous by that lovely movie. And I've got to say to you that Take That is always one that that gets me going, and I was dancing around there. But I like it because it's touching, and the stars mean a lot to me. I know they mean a lot to Jerry. And Jerry's very good at describing about what's going on out there within the energies of the world and all around the energies of what's going on in people's lives at the moment. And he does this so much on the Soul Purpose show and his own show on a Wednesday evening. So we're going to come back to Jerry and just see what he's been picking up with the energy of people recently. Because I know we touched on it a little while back on your show, Jerry. But how have you been finding people's energies coming in recently?
Oh, a lot of them, Grant, have been actually quite raw, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, with what's been happening recently, and we've still got planet Mercury doing its wonderful thing until the 26th. We've got a lunar eclipse and full moon on the 28th.
Uh-huh.
But we're also building rapidly, now obviously building up rapidly towards the end of the year. And people seem to be getting into a little bit of, oh my goodness, it's nearly the end of December. And we're not even at the end of November yet.
Yes.
Emotionally, the way that I work, I've been seeing a lot of need to reconnect with people from the past, whether it's to put closure to past events, whether it's just to heal or allow healing energy to come through for relationships or whatever. And that is fairly atypical of a Mercury retrograde. However, it seems to me, it seems to have been slightly more intense of late. I don't know whether you found this as well, Grant.
I have, mate. It's very weird how, like, sort of people from around about 2 years ago, 3 years ago are coming back in now, reconnected, and not really finding the purpose why they want to do it, just knowing that they having to do it. Do you understand what I mean?
Perfectly understand, yeah.
And it's weird because the thing is that I feel that they don't want to lose touch with the energy of what they've had with you before, and maybe when we go into readings and people, especially in relationships and things, wanting to know about returns and what's happening and the reason why they're getting this. And I truly believe that, you know, we are a little bit lost. Yes, we've got Mercury in retrograde going on. Yes, we've got this rapid change that's coming up within the 21st of December, and people worrying about the outcome of what's going on and where it's going to shift next year. And I think that this, they're starting to feel the effects of that. Thinking, are we going to lose touch with this big change that's going on with the people? And I mean, a lot of us now are getting this, are the people that are important to their lives and actually not knowing it.
But it almost feels like, you know, people are on this, like, perhaps this is my last chance, and but it's not, you know. Because of this, we're in a 5-year, and the energy is speeding up, spirit are having a shake up. Things do need to be resolved. However, 2013 is going to be, for many people, a very productive 12 months.
Yeah.
2013 starts, as far as my guide's been showing me, as being a very emotionally balanced, but it's an emotionally free time coming up. So maybe, Grant, it's that there do have to be some loose ends tied up for people so they can experience this lovely sense of freedom, well-being, and being able to go forwards with confidence next year. So maybe that's why things are so intense at the moment.
Yeah, I believe that so much. And when you look, I mean, I don't know about your diary, but when I look in my diary for next year, it's multi-complex already, you know, and there's a hell of a lot planned for next year. And this could well be because, yes, we are worrying that, not subconsciously, but people are worrying that there's not enough there for this busyness time that's going to come in, because it is going to be busy. I mean, this shift, and we talked about it the other day, wasn't just about going to, you know, December the 31st transition into January and then suddenly this shift happens. This is going to happen over the next 4 years. Like I said, I felt like we're going right the way through to 2016, where there's so much going to happen that we've got to try and really buzzy get that intention to get out there and get the message out there and get so much happening in one go. Are you finding that within your work? Do you find that with where you're going? You know, is it seems to be more intense that your life structure work wise is getting more and more and more.
It was a few months ago when I was looking at my diary, and I was trying to just ask my guys, where are we going? What's going to happen next year? Because my diary at that time was actually looking a bit like an old TV quiz show.
Right.
Blankety blank. It's like there was nothing. I was thinking, hang on a minute. But they said, but we want you to be in the moment. We want you to be present. That's what we've taught you. And that's where you've got to sit and just and trust. I said, blimey, okay. So I did, but yes, you're right. Suddenly, it's like whoosh.
Yeah, and I'm not going to take anything away. Mine was like that as well for one period, and we go back to sort of like late summertime, and I was thinking, hold up a minute, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And suddenly, we sort of hit October, and bang, it all started coming in.
That's it.
And I talked to various psychics and within the industry, and they've all gone through the same similar sort of experience. So I know that this shift is going to be an amazing one. It's going to be interesting, even for us guys, because, you know, at the end of the day, we are psychics here. We're guiding other people. But, you know, the gift wasn't meant for us so much. It was meant to help and guide other people. So we don't sometimes know. We feel things, we get gut feelings, but we don't exactly know what's going to be around the corner ourselves, because I think that if we did, then it would spoil our own journey. Like Jerry said before, we're evolving every day, and even spiritually, you know, and working closely to spirit, they don't like to spoil the surprise, and they never would do. And I've experienced that and learnt that myself, Jerry, over, you know, 31 years of working with spirit. So, you know, it's exciting. I love it because I can feel that energy, Jerry.
Yeah.
I feel it, and I know it. I think to myself, oh my God, I feel something big coming up. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Absolutely
and,
right.
And it might not be all the things that I'm doing now. It could be something even bigger than that that takes me completely differently into the energy of my work. And I don't want to sort of know. I just want to be led there nicely and have that surprise at the end of it all. And I know you're the same, and I know that at the end of the day it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day it's not about us, but the process is that we have to be bigger to put that message out. And it is about putting that message out. This is why we're all feeling this, because the message is massive. And it's, you know, it's got to be open to that broad range of audience instead of a very sort of, you know, smaller audience that we're dealing with at the moment.
Yeah, it's no longer a select few. And that's what it felt like. It felt like maybe it was just looking at a select few people. And this is also why in my readings, I wonder if you found the same, Grant, but yeah. I have been dealing a lot more with direct questions. And obviously people would like to know what we can see as psychics maybe over the next month, 2 months, or into the start of next year.
Yeah.
But general readings is something that personally I've always had a slight problem with, because to me that's a bit more like a fortune teller. Uh-huh. And one thing I'm not is a fortune teller. And spirit to me have been, it's like, well, but we're going to get people to deal with specific, there are specific areas in everybody's life that needs to be healed or dealt with or guided. And you're right, the acceleration of energy and how this word is to be spread, you're right, it feels like we're just standing on the edge of a cliff looking over and we can't see the bottom, and you're thinking, do I jump? Do I take that leap of faith?
But you're right.
I would not want to know everything, because that, as you say, that would take the surprises away. But I tell you what, guys, listen to Grant, listen to the other people that here on Mike Spirit FM, because you are going to gain a huge amount. And there is, as Grant said, there's a huge amount coming in, and there are some which are not meant. There are some people who are not meant to be on the journey. Not everybody's meant to be on the journey. We'd love you all to be on the journey, but some people won't, because it's not their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But Grant, you and I both know, mate, that there are a huge amount of people whose time it is now to be on that journey. Does that make sense? Well,
Absolutely, mate. You know, and it's almost undescribable. And to put it into words, the feeling, you can't. And it's almost like trying to explain how you do mediumship. You can't.
No.
There's ways around trying to explain it. But actually, if you're doing it, it's a completely different process to how you can explain it, if that makes sense. And this feeling that's coming up, it is exciting, but it's also scary.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I don't quite know the outcome of all this, but it absolutely, and it can be frustrating for us, because at the end of the day, guys, you know, we're big working with Spirit, and Spirit don't give us the information, and there's reasons why they don't give us the information, so I don't ever push them. If it comes forward in time, then we get it. But anyway, so that's what's going on out there, and yes, you're going to be feeling this way, and you're going to be feeling sort of tenseness around the energy of different things within life, but as a whole, people will be feeling sort of like this rush of energy, but not being able to do anything with it, and that's the frustrating part about it all. But anyway, so that's the way that it is at the moment. And guys, you're not going to know until we get into that proper shift and where it actually changes. It started to change. It's been happening over the last couple of years, so you're starting to feel the effects of that now. But when we really hit that time. And I believe that it won't really sort of hit us until we come into after the energy of March of next year. Mm. I feel that you're going to start to really see things change around that time. And I've got to say to you, I think that you're going to see that on a worldwide scale, where people will start to see and believe more in what's coming forward spiritually. And in a way, in a material way, they will start to see that more deeply through the energy of TV, radio, the way that it's put across out there socially, you're just going to start to see the changes happen very, very, very rapidly, more so than where they've been over the last sort of decade. So look out for this, because it's going to be amazing. I just know it, and I'm excited about it. But Jerry, coming back to where we are now, let's bring that energy back in, and let's look at what we've got tonight. We've got some readings coming. We've got some readings to do. We've got some people desperately waiting on the lines. We have the lovely Desiree. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call her in, mate, and I'm going to get you to start off and do a reading. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely, of course.
Okay, mate. So we've got the lovely Desiree online. Desiree, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello there, my darling. Now, Desiree, you've got a fantastic energy. I get a buzzy energy within you. I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Jerry Humphreys. Now, Jerry's our lovely host, as you well know, for our Soul Purpose show on Wednesday night. I'm going to get him to tap into your energy, darling, and see where you go. So I'll introduce you to him. Desiree, Jerry Humphreys.
Hello.
Hello, my lovely. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm really good. Firstly, I'd like to ask what your date, if you don't mind telling the whole world, what your date of birth is.
9/25/57.
Lovely. Thank you, my sweet. Now, is there a direct question or specific area you'd like me to focus on, or do you just want to see in general what's going to be around you?
Yes, in general what's going to be around me.
Right, okay. Now, I work with Native American numerology. This is something particular that my guides have channeled through for me. And I'm just very quickly trying to work out what numbers they want to put in your path, because I work with Native American medicine animal cards and with Native American guides, and we all have a totem of 9 medicine animals around us. Now, you have got here a very strong emotional connection here, and I feel that with you that maybe emotionally things have been out of balance with you. Does that make sense?
Yes, very.
Right. I'm also seeing here that you're a person who loves to give respect to other people, but I also feel that maybe that respect has been lacking in coming back in your direction. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. You're a naturally empathic person, Desiree. You have this lovely vibration about you. One of your medicine animals, which is very strong with you, is the bear, and the bear talks to me of somebody who is also very spiritual and very caring. But as a human, my lovely, you tend to wear your heart on your sleeve, they're showing me. But I feel that emotionally you want either some closure in life here, or you want to be able to welcome that relationship into your life that makes you feel complete. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, we talk a lot about the Mercury retrograde. It happens three times a year. This one in November has caused a lot of people to be really trying to join up the dots in life to make some a semblance of order and see the bigger picture. For you, my sweet, this is the end of this year is an emotionally very strong time for you. Now, next month, one of your other medicine animals is actually very much at its strongest point with you, and this is the turkey. And the turkey is known as the bird of giving away. And what it's saying to you is that towards the middle of December, you're going to start to feel that past and old emotional memories are starting to leave. You're starting to feel more centered and more grounded. If there have been upsets with anybody, whether it's friends, family, someone special, you're able to put this to rest. And I now need to ask, because my guide's taking me off on a bit of a separate path here, who's the gentleman in spirit who's linking with you who had a very bad chesty cough before he passed over, please?
That would probably be my father.
Right, just I've got someone standing with me at the moment. I'm asking them just to hold on just for a second. Now, as you move through the... Bless him. I tell you what, even if I want to get a word in, he's quite insistent. If this is your dad, he was somebody who you had to listen to when he was alive, wasn't he?
He was just a hardhead.
Yeah, well,
Italian, and he had a hard head. Let me tell you.
he's pushing his way in here, saying, "I need to talk." Right, just hang on a minute. Now, Desiree, as I said, emotionally, big time before the end of the year. By the end of December, as you have let go of all these past things, past emotional links that you don't need anymore, spirits say they're going to bring you a gift. It's an emotional gift, and it's one that will make you feel as if it's Christmas, birthday, Thanksgiving, and everything else all rolled into one. So there is someone bringing you an emotional gift, and it is literally, Desiree, by the very last day of December. So on the 31st of December, as the clock ticks from that into the 1st of January, there is somebody who, human, is celebrating with you, who makes you feel that you are that very unique individual. And it's going to put such a big smile on your face. You'll be grinning from ear to ear, and it'll light up half of the US. So you've got something very special emotionally to come in around you by the end of this year. So that's something to look forward to. I must say, your dad has just said to me that you do, and I'm sure this is your dad, that you tend to hold on to your past a lot.
Yes.
And I get the feeling with you that you're very much a worrier. Worry. He says she worries. She worries about everything. In fact, he's just said you worry when you have nothing to worry about.
I don't know about that. It's been a crazy month.
It has been a crazy month for you, but... When you look at how the month has been and how you're feeling now, can you also sense the change?
It's just been terrible. It's just been a bad month.
He says to me that you've been struggling materially or financially.
Yes.
And it's like you've just been really worried about where's the next dime, where's the next dollar coming from. You've been really worried.
Yes.
He says you've got to try not to worry, because what he's also showing me is that even though you have this lovely empathic side to you, I feel that you do talk to the angels around you a lot. They find it a bit of a hard job to get back through to you, you know.
Why?
Because your brain's always going about 5,000 miles an hour.
Yes.
I feel the biggest... guidance that spirit can give him, and say your dad's still, he's tapping me on the shoulder, I am listening to him, honestly, I'm listening to him, is that you need to ask your angels before you go to sleep what it is they would like to show you, because that's the easiest time for them to get through, is when you've gone to sleep. And in your dream time, they are now going to start to show you how you should also be developing your own spiritual connections, because your dad has also said that he's talked to you directly, and I'm not sure if you've recognized it. Do you understand?
No.
What, no, as in you haven't recognised it? Is that, were you saying no, that you hadn't
recognised
it?
Yeah, no, I haven't recognised it.
Okay. Who's the cigar smoker? Who used to smoke cigars? Who in your family used to smoke cigars, please?
Maybe my Uncle Charlie.
But only on special occasions, and it might be like on Thanksgiving or Independence Day. That it's only at special times of the year. Can you understand that?
Nobody really smoked cigars.
It may have only been once or twice. It wasn't a regular habit. It wasn't like they were regular smoker.
Maybe my grandfather.
Ah, right. Okay, because I've also got this man here. I've got a G-sounding name linking in as well, Desiree. And I couldn't quite hear the name, so I'm going to move on. Because I'm aware that we've got a lot of people queuing up, and I'm sure Grant wouldn't want me waffling for ages and ever and a day. But there is somebody here who wants to bring you, and you will have this in your home before the end of this year. You're going to have that real strong smell of cigar smoke.
Okay.
As soon as you get that, although this might be your grandfather in spirit who's bringing this through, it's your dad who you've got to reach out to. I want you to talk to your dad.
Okay. Now, do you see I'm having problems with my bank. Do you see that in my favor?
Hey, I tell you what, communication going absolutely bananas here. It's like paperwork's gone missing, or somebody's not listening to what you're trying to tell them. Phone calls are either not being returned. There's a whole load of bureaucracy going on here that doesn't need to be around you. Now,
right.
you are going to get reward for your patience. I am also got the Black Panther, this lovely medicine animal's coming in here that says you've really got something unexpected and very pleasant to come in around this situation. Again, this is next month. You've got a few days left in November to hang on in there. But no, it will be resolved by next month. And I don't really like giving dates so much, Spirit, you know this. But they're showing me the 12th. So the 12th of the 12th. Oh, that's an interesting date. 12th of the 12th of the 12th. That's when you get your answer.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you very
you will.
Much.
You're more than welcome. Look, I hope that's been of some help for you.
Oh, you've been a wonderful help. Thank you very, very much.
Desiree, lots of love and light to you. Bless you. Thank you very much for being
thank
a part
you,
of our show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bless your heart. Before you go away, Desiree, thanks, Jerry.
Yes.
That was an amazing reading. Before you go away, Desiree, I almost felt like I was going to well up and cry on an emotional level here. Well, I feel like if we come away from a lot of the other things of what Jerry was saying, there was something very deeply here about the energy of contact with children or child. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
Right, and I felt like I was going to a male figure or a very dominant male energy, okay? So I don't know if this is your son, but I feel like I want to cry because I feel like Spirit are trying to give me the feelings of what you've been going through emotionally here. And I have got the same link as what Jerry's got with you, with your father coming through here. So I'm glad that Jerry picked that up. But I've got to say to you, there is something that you need to talk to, or there's something you need communicating, because at the moment you're not communicating, or this energy is disparting from you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I feel once you get through this, because it almost feels that you need your family around you. And I almost feel like I want to just literally open my heart up and cry for you. Because you know what? Spirit are making me feel that you're very lonely at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes. Well, I'm supposed to go for open heart surgery on the 28th. So that could be why, too.
Okay. And can you understand where I feel that you need your children around you? And they may not be there at the moment.
No, they're there, but I don't like to talk about it too much.
Okay, well, please, what they're trying to say to you here is open up and try it and let them in a bit more. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
because
I
feel that sometimes you take these things very much alone, my darling, and I feel that you're scared. Do you understand this?
Yes, I am.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, your father's there from spirit. Is Mum over there as well, yes?
Yes, yes, they're both
she's
there.
She's right beside you, darling, okay? She just stepped in and she just said, I'm right beside you, okay? She wants you to know that there's a January connection or there's something around January. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, as in a birthday link or an anniversary. But she just wants you to know she's going to be with you all the way through this, okay?
Yes, yes, I need that.
Okay, darling. God bless you, and I'll leave it there. Thanks
God
again.
God bless you,
coming.
And thank
oh,
you.
God bless you. Thank you,
thank
darling.
You.
God bless. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. Take care. God bless. Okay, we have the lovely Natasha on the line. Natasha, are you there, darling?
Yes, I am. How are you, gentlemen?
We're very well, thank you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tap straight into the energy with this one, Natasha, okay? And I might let Jerry come in and see what time we've got. I might let Jerry come in off the back of this, okay? So let me see where you are. Oh, relationship, I'm being told in my head. So if you're having problems around the energy of your relationship at the moment?
My goodness, yes, picked that up. Yes.
And literally, this has been over the last couple of weeks. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. And I feel that what I want to say to you here, I've got a lovely energy from a grandmother. I've got a lovely energy from a grandmother here. Mum's mum, I'm being told here. And would you understand from Mum's mum that there was an energy here that she passed peacefully and passed with natural passing of heart failure? Do you understand this?
Yes.
She comes forward and she says to me here, he still loves you, you know. This isn't over yet.
Thank you.
And I've got to say to you that I feel that you know deep down inside that this isn't right. This hasn't ended yourself. Do you know that, don't you?
I was questioning. I was not clear on, you know, what I was feeling.
He's
so
stubborn. He's stubborn is what I've just been told in my ear here. He's stubborn,
yes,
because he knows that he pulled the energy away because he knows he was in the wrong, and the thing is that he feels like he's the one in the wrong, and he's taking the guilt trip. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do understand it.
And I feel that within this, you know what type of man he is, because you've gone through this before, I've just been told.
Yes.
And look what happened before. He pulled away very quickly, and his energy slowly come back in again, and we're going through the same process. This man needs you more than you think, but you know that, don't you?
Yes, I understand it very much, yes.
Because this man emotionally isn't in the right place, and I feel that this isn't anything to do with you. This is before he even entered your life. Do you understand that?
I believe so, yes.
Because he's gone through something emotionally, and I'm taking it back to even a child here where he's had a hard life. Does this make sense to you?
I speculated that, but I don't fully understand exactly what happened.
Right, okay. It's not for me to go into the details around the situation of where he was as a child and growing up and the difficulties he had. But I feel that when I look at him, I feel that I'm looking at his father or the energy of something around the energy of what happened between his mum and dad. Do you understand this?
Okay.
But what I'm looking at here is that where I felt like I want to take a ring off and put it back on again. Was you engaged to him?
No, but we have been together for a good amount of time.
Did he ever give you a ring?
I'm sorry?
Did he give you a ring even though it might not have been engagement?
No, no.
Then it's symbolic, okay? Because you, in anybody else's eyes, you're as good as engaged. Do you understand this?
I do understand that, yes.
And I feel that, listen, pressure around him, is what I'm being told here from your lovely grandmother, is just him going through the motions. He pulled back very abruptly, but I do feel that I've got a few harsh words being chucked in and it hurt you deeply.
Exactly.
And I feel that from what she's saying to me here, they're only words, darling. They're not exactly what he meant.
I understand.
And I feel for you that this is the main message that you need tonight, because at the moment, this has knocked you so off balance, you don't know where you are. And the feeling is that you need support and you're not getting support around you from friends either. They're almost going against the energy of you two being back together. And that's not really what you want to hear. Do you understand what I mean by this?
I do, yes.
And the feeling is that, okay, we can look at a wrong that's not right at the moment, but you know what? They don't know the full circumstances. And I think even though you've questioned it and you said to yourself, well, I don't know the real true reasons why, think back. They're saying here, think back to where he was, the way he was when he came into the relationship, how all over the place he was and how he doubted relationship at that first meeting. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
And once you've found that within yourself and you know it, there'll be time to talk and there'll be time to understand each other. You're still growing. And I've got to say to you, this man, even though you're going through this process and you've gone through it again, he's so much better than the last one.
Okay.
But you understand that, don't you?
I do, I do.
Because your nan's laughing here. Whose birthday is in October?
I don't know of any birthdays in October.
Right, then it might be a passing date. When your grandmother's giving me October and it means something significant as in a celebration or an anniversary.
I can't see it right now on the spot.
That's absolutely fine, darling. Don't worry about it. Go away and think about it because, you know, it may not be for you to know. It's for you to find out, and that's the best validation in the world. What I want to say to you, though, is that even when you doubt what you feel sometimes within your heart around the energy of this, it's only because you're upset.
Yes.
Truly down deep inside, you love him to bits. And do you know what? It can still be fixed. You just need to communicate.
I understand. Do you see when we will have a reconnection or when our paths would cross to allow that opportunity to take place?
Absolutely. And I'm going to ask the energy of spirit as right now in your grandmother. Okay, she says to me, give this a couple of weeks. I'm looking and I'm feeling I'm going around the energy of the 18th, 19th of next month where I feel that you're. And I'm not saying connection now in communication, but I'm talking like I'm feeling I'm putting physically into the energy of you again. So this could take a little process of time, but that's good. That's not a bad thing. We only bring it forward when it's ready and spirit makes it happen when it's ready. I feel that you may coax him a little bit. So I do feel that his energy may be coaxed by you. But then when he does, don't pressurize, just let him come naturally. Do you understand what I mean?
I do. I do.
Okay.
So this could ultimately, I mean, we've known each other and been together since 2005. Do you feel that, I feel like we had a chemistry that was wonderful.
Oh,
we had,
sorry, darling, very quickly, I just want to say this to you.
Yes.
It's not another woman.
I believe so. I trust in my heart that I believe so because, We just had a special chemistry. I can't believe
Absolutely.
That somebody else could have came into that.
It's nobody else, darling. So take that thought out of your head if it's been there, because she's just told me it's nobody else involved with this situation, okay?
I believe so. So do you believe this could ultimately be a long-term relationship?
Were you sorry, what?
Do you believe that this could be a long-term relationship when we do reconnect, or do you feel that this relationship is for a moment or...
I feel very much from what I've just been told, and I've just pulled the card for you as well, that you've gone through the worst times. You've gone through the bad times now.
Okay.
And you've got so many possibilities. And I say possibilities because we always have free will. But I do feel that what I'm being shown here means that there is a real good chance of you taking this into an engagement and marriage.
Okay.
But you keep in what you've gone through and you rely on what you've gone through to build this strength and take it into a better place. Have you got a sister as well, my darling?
I do have a sister, but none of my family live here where I am. They're all on the other side of the border.
I just want to say to you that your grandmother's just said, can you send love over to your sister as well?
Mm.
Okay. And who's the woman with the reddish type hair or got a very sort of red or Albany glow to her hair?
My former husband's mother had red hair.
Is she
She's
in spirit
a lovely
as well?
Lady.
Is she in spirit, darling? Because she's just shown herself, if that's the case.
No, she's not. She's not.
Oh, okay.
She's somebody I care for very, very deeply.
Oh,
even
bless
though
your
I'm
heart.
Not.
Then there's a reason why they're showing. She's showing me her in spirit. That she must be needing, or there's going to be some communication coming up, okay? Because if they show me that and I can't place it anywhere, and I haven't got the time to do it on air,
okay,
to go into the circumstances, but then I feel that there's an energy of connection coming up around that. So look out for that in the future, okay?
Okay.
No
okay.
problem. I'll leave it there, my darling. I'll leave your grandmother's love for you. She's got lovely energy, very, very, very soft energy about your grandmother, but I hope that's helped you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, bless your heart, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, and same to you.
Oh, bless your heart. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Jerry, what we're going to do, my friend, I'm going to get you to do the next reading and the next caller. What we're going to do is we're going to play another piece of music, and then we'll do readings right the way through to the end of the show, and then I can get you to promote your website and the show that's coming up and talk about what's coming on for you. Is it okay with you, mate?
Of course, you're the governor.
Okay, this is what we're going to do, guys. We're going to play a lovely piece of music, and again, I do believe that this is one of my. I said to you, my last one was my favourite. I love the Christmas songs, but this is by one of my all-time favourite performers. I love him to bits. I know you guys will all know who he is out in the States. It's one of my favourites, and it was in a film, at the end of a film, a Die Hard film with the good old Bruce Willis. I love this song. It absolutely touches me. It reminds me of my grandfather so much, and it goes a little something like this.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Wow, the lovely Let It Snow by the lovely late, great Dean Martin. You know what, Dean? Dean was a fantastic player. I love him. Part of the Rat Pack, as you well know. Funny, I'll tell you a little story very quickly before we go on to our next caller. I just recently auditioned for Britain's Got Talent, and my actual act involves a Sinatra song. And the night before I had it, I actually had Frank Sinatra come through to me. Now, you might say to yourself, oh, yeah, right, okay. I actually had him come through to me, and he put some words over. And through the conversation of what he was saying, I didn't realise this. I knew that Frank Sinatra died of cancer, bless him. He said to me, kid, you got to give up smoking. He said cancer killed all three of us, i.e. the rat pack. And I Googled it and had a look, and I didn't realize that Frank Sinatra, he had died of stomach cancer, and Sammy Davis Jr. died of throat cancer, and then I found out that Dean Martin died of lung cancer. So, it actually blew me away. But God bless them. I know they're looking down in spirit. They were a fun bunch, and I love listening to their music. It always makes me feel like I get back in contact with my own grandfather. He was a big lover of them. So that is dear to my heart. That particular song at Christmas always sort of raises my emotions and energy. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I'm not going to prattle on. I'm not going to ramble and keep going on. Let's get back to Jerry. Jerry, we're going to bring in a lovely caller from area code 224. So area code 224, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, who have we got on the line? What's your name?
My name's Jill.
Hello, Jill. Where are you calling from, my darling?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Jerry Humphries, and he's going to see what he can get for you, my darling, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Over to you, Jerry.
Hello, Jill. How are you, my sweet?
Hi. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Jill, is there something specific you wanted to ask? Because, as you probably heard, I love dealing with specifics, or am I just going to dive into spirit and see what spirit want to bring you?
I actually do have something specific, unless something else comes up for me. But my question is, my parents are gone. I have two older sisters, and my family has not been nice to me all my life, and we're middle-aged, and my sisters will not stop and not being nice to me, and I think they're now retaliating. I wrote my sister a letter and said, we're too old to keep on doing this.
Yeah, red rag to a bull, isn't it, Jill, as far as the family are concerned here now. For some reason, there has been a lot of jealousy flying around in all this that's been going on since your mum and dad crossed into spirit. There's been jealousy flying around. There's been anger flying around. Do you know what most of this is, Jill? Your sisters or other members of the family have not grieved properly yet. This is their anger. This is their anger coming out.
Okay, they've always been like this to me. Just my one sister has gotten worse, I think.
This one particular sister, I feel, also has got a lot of inner child things that need to be healed for her. For some reason, it feels like she believes she was always either being left out or just on the edge of things and not really being involved. And does that make sense?
Yes, it totally makes sense.
And I also feel that, when she was growing up within the, sort of like the family unit, sometimes she would find it difficult to get her voice heard unless she shouted.
Right. That sounds right. She still shouts.
Well, it's because she still feels that nobody listens.
Okay.
But this is where you have to try and stand your ground with her, so that she doesn't... I don't want to sound negative about your sister, Jill, but she's a bit of a bully.
Oh, she's totally bullying me.
But is this an older sister?
They're both older.
Yeah, okay. So you see, in the pack situation, as it were, in the hierarchy, you are sort of like at the bottom of the pecking order, but you have been the strongest one who has been there. You have been the one that I feel that other people have always turned to when they have a problem, not necessarily family members, but people in general, and you're the one who would do anything for anybody.
Yes.
You've got a heart as big as the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
But this is where, Jill, you have, and particularly as Grant and I were talking earlier on in his show here, we need to get closure in before the end of this year. We need to have, for you, that a semblance of balance brought back in. And what my guides are showing me here is that you will have this balance. There are some wonderful angels around you. There are some Reiki healing angels around you. They are going to bring this balance in. And I feel that there is going to be a major breakthrough between the 24th and the 26th of December.
Okay.
And I also feel that it will literally take your breath away, because it'll be so unexpected. You'll just go, what? Where did that come from?
But it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Absolutely. This is such a massive healing energy coming in for you. This is where all these family rifts or arguments or whatever this, it just feels like razor wire to me. That's the only way I can describe it. It's all going to be put in place, healed, left where it belongs, so that you can find your peace, your sister can find her peace as well, and then you start off the new year very much as lots of freedom coming in around you. I mean, you've got a lot to achieve. You've got some writing to do. What's this writing you've got to do, Jill? You've got writing to do.
You know, I just remember when I was in first grade, I kept telling my first grade teacher that I was going to write a book about my life.
That's what it'll be.
Maybe that has, you know, when you're young, you really do know. Maybe that's it.
Well, you have definitely got some writing to do. Spirit is saying it would be good if you could start to look at maybe getting some, just a few words down onto paper at the beginning of the new year. I feel that by maybe mid-June or mid-July of next year, you've got a lot of this coming together. And I tell you what, it's going to make a very interesting read, and it's also going to support a lot of other people who've been going through similar circumstances to you, and they really want you to do it. They want you to get on and do it.
Okay, because I would, you know, I always give back, and I feel like I want people to learn, you know, I pass along information. That's how I live.
And that's exactly how it should be. That's really brilliant. You see, this is where a lot of people should be saying, what can I do for spirit and for other people, not what can spirit do for me? And you're so right with that, my lovely. And that's wonderful. I would say just encourage you to get on and do that. I'm going to have to keep it short, though, because we've got loads of people waiting to talk to Grant. So thank you. I hope there's been some help. And I'll pass it back over to you, Grant.
Can I just say one thing? Do you see them making me move?
Do I see them making you move?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
If you choose to move, that's different. And that,
okay, and they're threatening to force me to move.
Do you know what? I'm sorry, but that I'm not having that. There's no way that these people are going to force you to do anything, my sweet. Spirit are standing in front of you right now saying, no, you'll only move if you choose to.
Okay.
End of.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. That was excellent. Thank you. You were right. You tuned right in.
You're welcome, my sweet. Thank you.
I feel much better. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. Jerry, absolutely fantastic yet again. Well done, Jerry. And thank you for that one. Oh, bless your heart. I hope that's really helped you. Okay, we're going to have to swiftly move on because we're running out of time here. So the next... Sorry, hello, darling, sorry. Oh, no, she's gone. Okay, we're going to have to swiftly move on because we've got caller 313, area 313. Are you there? Hello. Area 313, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name, my friend, and where are you from?
Dwight. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Dwight? Oh, what a lovely name. Okay, let me see what I'm picking up for you here. Okay, right, now I've got the energy here where I've got a dispute around you at the moment. I feel like there's the energy of something that's not going right between you and somebody else here. I'm just tapping into the energy very quickly, but do you understand where there's a bit of a dispute going on? Hello? Do you understand there's a bit of a dispute or there's a little bit of something going on around the energy of somebody close to you, like a family member?
You're finding it very hard
at the moment. You almost feel like there's nothing happening for you. Does this make sense?
Right.
You're trying to push things forward and nothing seems to be materializing for you. But I do get the feeling that emotionally, with something with a dispute going on around your family, it almost feels like you're feeling half-hearted about going forward within your energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. Because what I've got here... Okay, thank you. Okay, I've got the energy of a very, very, very sort of a close energy in life. But I feel like a grandfather that would have been very close to you in life here that steps in. I feel that what I've got here is the energy of... And he's talking about brother. Have you got a brother?
Yes.
Are you not talking to your brother, or do you feel... This is something that he's trying to give me. There's a dispute around the brother. Is it because you feel that... And sometimes this can happen. Do you feel like where you are in life and where your brother is in life, there's something of a competition? Does that make sense to you?
No, not that. I really don't.
Right, okay. Don't worry about it too much. Or is there something around the energy of you and your brother that feels that needs sorting out? Does this make sense to you at all? Because he's going on about it here over and over and over in my head. Because you seem very... Sorry, say that again.
You could be confusing it with a friend.
Right, okay, because it almost makes me feel that you're not speaking. You've gone with inside yourself a little bit. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that does.
And you're not talking to this person beside you that feels like a brother. Do you understand that?
Right, right.
Yeah, and it keeps going on about it.
They just caught me, you know.
Right, it keeps going on about it here, almost like you're not being yourself or you're down within your energy. But I feel with your grandfather here, okay, what was that? All right. Can you understand who's the person with the scar or something down their face here? Who's got the scar or the birthmark on the face? Does that make sense to you?
I'm adopted. So the grandfather thing, both sides. They passed away, and I wouldn't know both of my grandfathers.
Okay, don't mind, because we're going to have a little bit of problem with him, what he's trying to show me. I almost make me feel like there was either something down the side of his face or he had a stroke, because I'm feeling this thing on the side of my face. So it could well be that he either had a stroke or there's an energy here that he had a scar or there was something on the side of his face. But if you don't know about it, go and find that out, my friend, okay? But let's come back to you. He says to me here... that you're a very, very nice guy, but you let people walk all over you. Do you understand this?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Are you struggling around work as well at the moment? Are you struggling around work?
Work? Yes. That's exactly the dispute. You know, a lot of money. I was adopted, and there is a lot of money that I did not see that went into a business.
Uh-huh.
A really successful business, and I'm not going nowhere.
Can I just say this to you? There is retraining, a restructure of a business or work coming in for you next year. And I feel that where you're losing your way with this, it could well be that you're going back into the area of working for somebody else. Do you understand this? Have you been thinking about that?
Returning to work.
Where you may not be working for yourself within a business, but you're actually working within the energy of working for somebody else. Do you understand what I mean? As an employee.
I've been wanting to work with somebody, but I never Actually, that's what I wanted to ask. My question was, what will I do? And I've been discouraged to reach back out.
Right. Well, let me tell you very quickly what I'm seeing coming in for you. I feel that there's retraining, relearning something within work next year. If you don't know about it now, remember it, okay, because they're giving it to me here. That I'm seeing the struggles around you now where work's concerned. And I'm feeling like you've gone within inside yourself. So you need to be not looking about where you are now, structuring where you are. But that'll come to you in time, I'm being told here. I actually feel also that within this process, are you single? Because I feel like I want to put the energy of love, new relationship around you as well. Do you understand this?
Yes. Yes.
I feel within the energy that this, all these emotions of things not having love beside you and all this is not your balance about where you are and focus with inside yourself. It's not your energy levels. Do you understand that?
Yes. It's not my energy.
It's not. So your energy's a little bit complacent at the moment, but it will come back into play. And do you know what? Love's going to come in very quickly for you. It's almost like a strike of lightning. So it's almost like it's instant. I'm looking at a girl here that's quite short, dark hair. I actually get the feeling like this girl's got a name that sounds like Nadia. So it's got an N with an A on the end, but it feels like it's Nadia, and I feel like I want to bring her into your life. You don't know her now, but look out for her. She almost looks to me like she's sort of got like a tan skin, or it could well be that she's got some sort of link to, I don't know, like Mexican, Spanish look about her. But remember that look, okay? Quite a short-looking girl, very petite, very nice. But she will give you the confidence to move forward, okay?
Yes.
All right. You won't know her yet, but remember her around the energy of around about April time, because I'm being focused to April time of next year, where I feel that this energy will push you so forward within your energy field about where you are now and where things are going work-wise. And she will push you. She's a pusher, because she will make you work hard to where you're going, okay?
Wow, yes.
All right. Go on quickly.
Go ahead. Well, I wanted to know about the social network thing.
Yep.
But I think I should allow you to just...
Right. I think social networking for you at the moment... I think social networking for you at the moment... is all I was being told just then is that there's something that you need to be steering away from. What have you been feeling that's a negative in the social networking situation?
I should stay away from, like, communicating too much to, you know, people who's around me that's not on my level.
Yep. And there's people there that don't know you and judge you. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, stay away from it or come away from it for a little while. You need to focus on you and not where other people are putting this energy into you in a negative way, if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
Okay.
The social networking thing, too.
Yep, absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. My friend, I'm going to have to leave it there because we're coming to the end of the show, but thanks for calling in. I hope that's helped you a little bit, but look at the changes next year because it's going to be fantastic. God bless you. Okay.
Next year?
No problem, sir. It's an absolute pleasure. Jerry, we're coming to the end of the show, my friend, and we're running out of time. Look, I need this time just to catch up with you. Your next show's Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
Jerry, also want to find out what else you're doing very quickly outside the radio and your website address, please, mate.
My website address is www.senseofknowing.co.uk. I've got a few events coming up. I've got a paranormal event which I'm looking to plan hopefully before the end of this year. I'm doing a couple of psychic gigs before the end of this year. Little bit of ghost busting to do as well. So lots of exciting things coming up, Grant.
It's fantastic. And thank you again, mate, for coming on the show. You're always a pleasure to work with. Fantastic energy. The lovely Jerry Humphries, everybody.
Well, thank you for asking.
Mate, it's always a pleasure. And do you know what? I will try and fit you in before Christmas again, because I know that it'd be great to have all our hosts in on every show and around Christmas time to do a Christmas special. The lovely Jerry Humphries, guys. We're going to play the lovely ad to the Mike Spirit Roadshow that's coming up. And then you'll hear the outro at the end of the show. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. And remember, guys, you're never alone.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Thanks for listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier. Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with Spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week, and remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.